Nick DiGilio is here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studios here on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. Here till 5 a.m., and I'm joined by Doug Cummings, who is a former crime reporter from right here at WGN Radio, who's gone on to write some great crime novels. Now, we talked about how your real-life experiences covering crime over the years influenced your books, but what about literary influences? What about other writers? What kind of seeped into your mind there?
It's funny because when I just came across a book yesterday. I was going through some books in the basement, and one of my favorite authors ever was a guy named John D. MacDonald. He created a character named Travis McGee back in the, I'm going to say, the late 50s, early 60s, probably the early 60s. MacDonald died a number of years ago. His character lives on. Travis McGee was a boat bum. He lived in Fort Lauderdale. He was basically a private detective without a license, and he got a lot of babes. It was the time frame when that was very popular in books. It was just coming into the '60s. Sex was a big thing.
Sure,
but not that it's not a big thing now. But The other author I really enjoyed was Ross MacDonald. I don't think this has anything to do with the fact that my middle name is MacDonald.
Oh, okay.
I just happened to gravitate to these guys. Ross MacDonald was basically in the style of Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler, and he had a character named Archer, Lou Archer, who, in fact, Paul Newman played Lou Archer as Lou Harper in the movie Harper.
Right.
And there was another one, I think The Drowning Pool was one of his. But both of those authors, both MacDonalds, influenced this MacDonald. And when I was, 11, 12, I just made the pronouncement to my family that I was going to become a famous author someday.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were very sympathetic. They told me that I'd probably better get a real job and, you know, stop fooling around with that writing stuff.
Yeah.
They were very proud, but I think they were just, you know, hiding it because they were just so proud.
Right.
But I think that was probably what led me to get constant work from then on. I started working when I was 13 just to be able to afford to write. And I'd tell people that. And as it turned out, it was a good thing that I worked for all those years. But I think that's when I first developed an interest in crime from reading those books. I went on to read Ed McBain, who wrote a very famous series of police procedurals.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of great classic author really inspiration.
Sure.
And, you know, it goes on today. There are so many good writers out there. We just continue to find, they're just, the authors nowadays are very much in the same vein as the ones that I started out liking, but there are just so many good writers out there that it would be hard to even name the ones
Sure.
I like now.
Sure.